Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome in to ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with Ray Mondragon, retired engineer and part of the Creation Science Fellowship. Ray, welcome in.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
Well, and I'm always excited to talk with you because you are able to talk about things in science and engineering and math, and I'm excited because those things really do point to our Creator. And there's so many people in the secular world, especially on university campuses, that are saying if you are a Christian and you have faith, you have abandoned your brain and your ability to think, and that is just simply not true.
That's absolutely not true, and that's pretty much the attitude of the culture as well. Christianity is looked down upon the culture. In fact, total disconnect from anything technical, anything scientific. It almost seems like there's no connection there, but in fact there is.
Tell us a little bit about the Christian Science Fellowship, or Creation Science, not Christian Science, Creation Science Fellowship. Sorry, I didn't mean to slip there. But the Creation Science Fellowship is really a group of individuals that make presentations on various topics. And you have scientists and engineers and other very highly qualified people discussing these issues at your monthly meetings.
Yeah, the group was organized mainly to not only provide fellowship for people that are technically minded, but also to share the knowledge that sometimes scientists keep to themselves and don't have opportunity. And most of the people, well, just about everybody involved in Creation Science Fellowship, they're all believers, so they want to get the information out to show that there is this connection that you were talking
now,
about.
Now, do you have to be a highly technical person to attend your meetings?
No. In fact, the meetings are designed for the general public in order to get the information out. So we welcome and love when kids come, and sometimes we have a lot of homeschool families, so they bring their kids, and we try to gear everything to the family and to a general audience.
And what I'm excited about for our listeners today, and myself included, is that we are going to come away with some talking points. Even if it's just one of the subjects you talk about today, we're going to talk about science and scripture, how those line up, how there's questions about, you know, maybe there's discrepancies or things that people perceive. But really, you're going to give them some sound bites and some talking points that they can defend their faith. And I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of information. In fact, just going back to Creation Science Fellowship a moment to kind of transition. It was founded by scientists from Sandia National Lab and a couple of scientists from Los Alamos National Lab, along with several other people that were also technically minded, and even some school teachers that were interested in science teachers. With the whole idea is to give this perspective that the Bible talks a lot about science, and the Bible actually is a foundation for science.
Why do you think university campuses in this country, we were joking around about the University of New Mexico being a Christian school, and both
last
of us
time.
Went there.
Right.
I was encouraged in my faith, frankly, by a few professors, but I was also criticized heavily by a number of them. And that's not to criticize the University of New Mexico, but it is,
right.
it's not a spiritual entity. It's not a Christian school, so to speak. And we need to learn how to operate among people that do not agree with us necessarily with matters of faith, but we also don't need to just sit by and get kicked in the head by people that are telling us we don't use our brains.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's start with explain the purpose and scope and direction, et cetera, about this interview series that we're going to start talking about science and scripture.
Well, the main thing that I would like to communicate, particularly for the believer needs to be aware that we have these obstacles. We have the culture that basically is dominated by the unbeliever. And that culture, obviously, to satisfy themselves intellectually, they have to have an explanation that excludes God.
Right.
And in reality, you can't exclude God. So with that mentality, we have lots of theories of men that have cropped up that dominate the thinking and dominate the university. And the universities obviously fall in line with this because they're dominated primarily by unbelievers. But in reality, science, in fact, every area, I teach a course for Chafer Seminary. I call it Biblical Foundation for All Things. And one of the things I develop in that course is try to demonstrate that you can find a foundation for any area of thinking, any area of life in Scripture. And one of the main things that I develop there is a biblical foundation for science.
Right.
And if you know the history and the background, you realize that actually modern science came about as a result of Bible-believing men that were inclined to study the natural realm. They actually took their biblical hermeneutics or their procedure in interpreting and studying Scripture. They applied them to the natural realm and came up with the scientific method. Most people don't know that. Scientific method came as a result of biblical approaches, biblical hermeneutics.
So I want to parrot, if you'll allow me to do that, just a point that I've heard Josh McDowell in some of his speeches, and he wrote a couple of different versions of Evidence That Demands a Verdict. And obviously everything he says, he supports with Scripture. So here's one of the things that I remember him saying. What is scientific about believing that at some point in whatever history, 20 billion years ago, 1,000 years ago, you name it, doesn't matter, there was a pool of water at a certain temperature and these elements combined to form a living organism. One-celled or multi doesn't really matter. They just say that's what happened. That's what an evolutionist has to say. And then he steps back and he says, okay, if that's scientific, the scientific method would say, we can today measure with exactitude the chemistry of any one-celled or multi-celled organism there is. I mean, you can tell me exactly what the materials are that are involved in that, all the chemicals, et cetera. You can take those exact measurements, try to combine them in any way you want in a laboratory, and you are never going to breathe life into that organism. You might have a nice mixture, mm-hmm. but it's not going to be living. And so, therefore, that is a pretty strong statement that how could it happen accidentally if you can't do it on purpose?
Exactly.
And the most amazing thing that I've heard you say is that's not what God did. God created all of this mm-hmm. from nothing. He didn't have the mm-hmm. pleasure. He had to create everything before all of that came together.
Right.
So amazing, right. amazing things. We're going to be back with Ray Mondragon. Talking about science and Scripture this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call here on ABQ Connect, call us at 505-338-5790. More with ABQ Connect right after these messages.
Quality, experience, personal service. Dom Garcia Realty, placing the interest of others first.
EJ and I, we had two properties, and the mortgages were killing us, so we were looking for a realtor that was a believer.
Had great references and had a great selling history.
Our pastor referred us to Dom Garcia. We prayed to God that we would not only sell the property, but sell it quickly.
And in 2 weeks, the house was sold. Dom gave us great ideas on how to prepare the properties for selling.
When we signed the listing agreement, we prayed over it with Dom.
Selling experience was just marvelous.
Dom stepped in and got it done.
We are a full-service broker that includes working with buyers and sellers, renting, leasing, management, whether residential or commercial.
Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644, 899-4644.
Se habla español.
Mark your calendar for the Albuquerque Christian Children's Home Annual Barbecue, Saturday, August 10th from 11 to 2. Tour the cottages, meet the house parents, and enjoy great food. The GTO Car Club, activities for the kids, and live music from Vintage. The Albuquerque Christian Children's Home Annual Barbecue, August 10th. Tickets and information at 898-5520 or acchkids.org. That's 898-5520 or acchkids.org.
Since 1970, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home has been providing a loving Christian home environment for children who are homeless, hurting, or at risk through no fault of their own. We accept these children without regard for their race, religion, culture, or social status, and care for them without any cost to the family member or the state. Our goal is to always show them the love of God through the care and dedication of the ACCH staff. For more information, go to our website at acch4kids.org or call 898-5520.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Ray Mondragon with Creation Science Fellowship in studio with me this afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on ABQ Connect. Ray, explain the purpose and the direction of this interview series we're going to be going over in the next few weeks, science and scripture.
Well, first of all, I don't know how many sessions you plan to have, but we can have as many as you want, 100
yeah,
if you want.
This is an endless topic, isn't
okay.
it?
Okay. Oh, yeah. There's so much information. The main thing that I hope people get away from this, most believers assume that God is the creator. They may be fuzzy, and they may not be able to articulate how that works out, particularly when it comes to science. But if God is in fact the creator, and most Christians, secondly, they believe that God revealed himself in his word. And personally, I believe that we have an inspired and inerrant revelation, that God has revealed himself not only clearly, but he has made sure that there are no errors. In other words, anything that he says in his word is inerrant. That's the theological term. So if both those things are true, if God is creator and if he has revealed himself in his word tells us about creation and, in fact, many other scientific issues. Therefore, and this is the bottom line, if God is creator and if God has revealed himself clearly enough to be understood, there should be no conflict between what a scientist can discover in the natural realm and what God has revealed in his word. And that's the bottom line. And Creation Science Fellowship and my ministry in creation science, that's what we're all about, is trying to demonstrate that God is not only the creator, but when it speaks of the Genesis flood, for example, that touches a lot of scientific issues. And the Genesis flood was a real historical, actual event that covered the entire world. In fact, there were some things that took place during the Genesis flood that affected cosmology as well. So there's a lot of science there. And
well, being a New Mexican, as you are,
right,
a lot of us have seen marine fossils
yep.
on like the top of the Sandia Mountains
yep,
and other mountains at 12,000 feet above sea level.
Virtually every mountain has fossils.
And the funny thing is how did they get there?
Exactly.
So there's actually a fossil record that supports what you just said.
Absolutely.
But why then, Ray, is there a discussion? Let's put aside, not that we can actually do that. We can't put away our spiritual side because that makes up the essence of our being. But if we could do that and just consider this intellectually, why can't you go onto a university campus and discuss the science from a creationist standpoint and the science from an evolutionist standpoint and the science from whatever other standpoints there may be and give the intellectual academic credence to each one of those arguments and see which ones stand up? Why can't that actually happen?
Well, back to the questions you were asking in the first segment. The main reason is everything is dominated by the unbeliever. And we as believers are partly responsible for that. We've let them do it. But the fact of the matter, we are overwhelmed by unbelievers. And the unbeliever, intellectually and spiritually as well, has to have an explanation that leaves God out. Because if God is creator, that means he's accountable to that God, and the human heart is such that we don't want to face spirituality. There's none that seeks after God, Romans 3. So the human heart is resistant. In fact, Romans 1, we suppress the truth. So we are experiencing the suppression of a lot of knowledge that the Bible actually reveals to us and scientists can discover. And it's basically omitted because of the unbelieving heart of those that run universities and the whole culture that is run by the unbeliever.
You know, I'm hearing at the university level now that this is also happening in history. Most of us know, at least I'm 60 plus years old. I won't go how many plus, but when I took history, there was a clear presentation of how Christianity in the Puritans and belief systems and things that when they fled England and came to the the New World, they called it North America. Of course, there's all kinds of discussions about problems with the indigenous people and American Indians and all those conflicts. And I'm not going to discuss today what's right or wrong about that. But what I'm discussing is the motivation spiritually that those folks had coming to this world. And they, I think, tried to share their faith. They tried to share their culture. They tried to do everything. And, of course, that can be criticized at all kinds of different levels for different things. They're not perfect people, all full of sin, just like we are. But what I'm understanding now is that literally historical books are omitting any motivations that Christianity may have had upon people taking action. Our forefathers, for example, you know, the amazing things they did with the Constitution and so forth, those kinds of historical facts are being rewritten. Is it a spiritual matter? Is that
absolutely. It's part of the same, I would say, satanic strategy to dilute basically the thinking of mankind to keep him locked in to his sin so that he does not turn to a savior that he actually is accountable to.
And I think that's one of the reasons we want to talk about this.
That's right.
We want to reach as many people as we can to get them comfortable with having the discussion because mm-hmm. you may not have all the facts. In fact,
right.
I don't have any of the facts because I'm not at the level intellectually and scientifically that you are. So talk to us a little bit more about creation and scripture and some things that are evidence in scripture that support science or are very scientific.
Okay. Well, I guess the starting point, we probably want to get started. You start with some basic assumptions. In other words, there are basically two worldviews out there. And also part of that course that I developed, I discuss that there's what I could categorize, and there are many worldviews, but you can break them all down into two basic worldviews. One I describe as an unbelieving worldview, and it would include a variety. There's a spiritual aspect to it, like New Age, that's a worldview. Mm-hmm. There's a political aspect, Marxism, that's a worldview. But all of these have rejected God, have rejected Scripture, and I can categorize them all as an unbelieving worldview. And they all have common elements. One of them is either a distorted God or a rejection of God. And then you have a biblical worldview, which is different and separate and unique. In other words, there's nothing like it anywhere in the world. And these are in conflict, and that works itself down to all of these other levels. Science, you mentioned history. Mm-hmm. There's also a biblical view and a biblical understanding of history as well.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that's a big part of that course as well. I didn't intend to talk that much about the course, but it's related. But I think you have to start somewhere. And one of the starting points, the unbelieving worldview has its set of assumptions. It rejects God. That's the starting point. And we are starting from a totally different perspective. We believe that there is a God. And there's lots of scientific, intellectual, historical, you can go down the list, apologetic reasons
why we believe what we believe. It's not just because we have a warm, fuzzy feeling inside
right.
of
it's
us.
It's not believing just because we can't have a better explanation. There are realities. In fact, the Christian faith is based on realities. One of the main things we believe in is the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That was a real historical event that you can defend apologetically You can defend it from history. You can defend it philosophically. You can defend it in many ways. So our beliefs are based on real things that happened in the past. That was true of Israel as well. Their faith was surrounded upon their, or surrounded around their Exodus experience. That was a salvation experience, analogous to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Awesome. Ray Mondragon with Creation Science Fellowship in studio with me this afternoon. We are glad you came into ABQ Connect. We're going to be back with more with Ray and talking more about science and scripture right after these messages.
Everyone likes hometown flavors. For Albuquerque, it's red or green. Well, did you know you can get great hometown teaching as well? Crosspoints Radio with Pastor Scott Tom. Another part of the quality KNKT weekend programming on 107.1 FM. Get local teaching Saturday nights at 8:30 right here on KNKT. Or visit crossfellowship.org for on-demand teaching, apologetics, and ministry training. Again, that website is crossfellowship.org. That's crossfellowship.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-590-4514. That's 800-590-4514.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
Call 1-800-358-6740.
If you believe God has called you to lead worship in any musical capacity, we want to see you at our next Battle Drums auditions on August 31st. Battle Drums Worship Ministry is looking for gifted musicians and vocalists who are interested in serving the Lord through their musical giftings and joining the worship community at Calvary Church for all our Calvary campuses. Please go to BattleDrumsMusic.com for more information and apply now. That's BattleDrumsMusic.com. The last day to register is August 24th. We hope to see you there.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
From the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford, Jim Williams in studio with Ray Mondragon, Faith Family Ford, Power Ford. They are great sponsors of our program. We appreciate them very much. Ray talking about science and scripture. We had just talked about in our last segment about the assumptions that you start with. There's a secular perspective, which doesn't even consider God. And over here you have a faith perspective
or a biblical
perspective, mm-hmm, where people are considering that God is the creator of everything. So where do we go from this? How do we equip people with some basic points that they can now begin to defend their faith with?
Well, one area that I would like to begin with, it may not be the best area, but it's good to make people aware that the Bible is not against science. In fact, as I said earlier, true science will not contradict what you can find in Scripture. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the problem is we don't clearly understand Scripture, but if we are careful in our interpretation and our exegetical process, then we have some confidence that we're close to what God revealed. But there are many, many conflicts with current, what I would call current, I would even identify it as secular science.
Right.
That operates not from a biblical perspective. And by the way,
we should just expect that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. If it's dominated by the unbeliever.
And the majority of universities are going to teach biology and physics and all of these different topics with a perspective that God does not exist.
Yes.
And so you should expect it.
Right.
And you need to be, do we need to make it an issue, or do we need to, can we share honestly, humbly, and use kindness to defend our faith?
All of the above. Absolutely. I think we should defend it. I have found, I work for a research firm in my distant past.
Okay.
I found the whole area of science because I had contact with people that were in the sciences. that was a very normal and natural discussion to enter into with them. And we could move from that to spiritual issues because they saw that there was a relationship, there was a tie, there was a connection there. If God is creator, then you would expect that you would see evidence of his creation. And in fact, you can see an abundance of evidence in the natural realm that the scientists should be the first one to recognize. And those that are sensitive do, in fact, recognize that. And those are some of the things we want to discuss. But back to your question, one of the things that I thought that it'd be good to discuss would be the attitude of Scripture. In fact, God himself encourages us to endeavor in the scientific area. And there are actually statements in Scripture that are not strictly speaking scientific, but they're statements that describe the natural realm in real terms in which they're making statements concerning the nature of certain things. Those are scientific. So the Bible has an abundance of things to say about science.
Well, I'm one of those visual learners, so I'm thinking as you're talking about a DNA strand. So that is an awesomely complicated set of chemicals and
right.
whatever makes up DNA.
Right. It's a molecule.
A molecule. And it's so small. I mean, you have to have more than that science telescope that you used at El Dorado High School when you were a senior in high school to look. You can't see a DNA strand. So it's incredibly small, but when you look at it, it's incredibly large and complex. And that in and of itself seems to me to speak volumes about the fact that that couldn't have happened by accident.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you're getting into some of the technical stuff, but that's a perfect example. DNA, for example, has actually, you could use the analogy that it's much like a computer software program. It has an abundance of information. In fact, there is more information in one DNA molecule, even of a one-celled animal, than there are in computer software programs.
Wow.
And you wouldn't expect a computer software program to just come about by natural means.
Sure.
It calls for a designer. So this whole area of design, there's literally millions of examples out there where there's evidence of design. And if there's evidence of design, that implies there has to be a designer, because these things don't happen naturally. DNA is one of the striking examples that you bring up.
I want to caution listeners about something, and if you disagree, I want you to say so. A lot of us think that we're going to have an honest discussion with people, and they're going to listen to what we have to say, and we're going to honestly listen to what they have to say, and we're going to be what is termed open-minded. But the truth is that we really should not try to convince people. We should share the truth, but really the Holy Spirit is the one that brings conviction about the truth, not us.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not our job to, I know I read a book here about 6 months ago by a gentleman named Brant Hansen. And what he basically says is that we have an opportunity to love people, care for people, no matter what they believe, no matter what faith they are. We can provide physical sustenance for them. We can provide love and care. And when we have an opportunity, we can share the truth. But we are not responsible for making Christians. That's the job of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely.
So we can say, hey, I believe Scripture supports science. We can quote some scriptures, as you've already done, and we'll do more today. And we can share the truth. But we don't need to feel pressure about convincing anybody of anything. Would you agree?
None
with
at
that?
All. I would agree 100%. Right.
Okay.
In fact, I make the point that even though we have a lot of this scientific knowledge that does, in fact, support God as creator, we haven't gotten into much of it yet. You brought up one of them, one of the examples. But none of that brings anyone to Christ. In fact, apologetics, I believe, does not bring anyone to Christ. It may clear away some obstacles in people's thinking. It may open doors. But just as you say, it's the Holy Spirit that convicts, and it's the gospel message that brings people into a saving relationship.
But you believe that the creation and everything around us points at
Absolutely.
The gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about an association, like you did about the flood.
Well, one of the things I was going to bring out are passages, for example, like Psalm 19:1 that speaks. You could say that's a scientific description. It says the heavens declare the glory of God.
Mm-hmm.
That simple statement, it talks about communication involved in observations that you can make. You can look up, and you don't have to have a science background. You can just observe the heavens. And if you just think about what you're observing, it can tell you something. And in fact, what God is saying in that passage, it declares the glory of God. And you can look at it as an astrophysicist, and you can be amazed at what you observe out there. That tells you something about the nature of God. So there's a lot of these little connections that the Bible makes with the natural realm that speak to us concerning not only science, but the fact that science and the natural realm is designed by God to tell us something about himself.
And it is amazing. The more scientists have learned about, you know, DNA and cell structure and medications and how those are absorbed into cells and what they do. Now, there's also people, I think, it's just my view, that are taking advantage of that. Like, for example, I look at all the medications that are advertised every day. And the disclaimers at the end of those 30-second commercials about the latest and greatest medication for arthritis, the warning that you have about seizures and death and, you know, anything and everything bad that could possibly happen to you, that's read through at a bionic warp speed so you can barely hear it. But that seems to me to not be an honest application of science. That's just my criticism. But I want to back up to what I said earlier. The book I was referring to by Brant Hansen is a book called Unoffendable. It's a very simply written, well-documented scriptural book about how Christians should not be offended. I want to read you one quote. It says, refusing to be angry about others' views isn't conflict avoidance or happy talk. It's the very nature of serving people. I don't pretend the differences aren't there. I just appreciate that God has a different timetable with everyone. And yes, I've seen wonderful things happen as a result of this newfound patience with people, things like great conversations and changed lives. But that's not even the point for me, because I am not responsible for changing people's lives. I am responsible for faithfully loving them. And so I want to encourage people with that perspective. As we're talking about this, you don't need to get in an argument. You need to be prepared yourself to have your own faith encouraged by knowing that Scripture supports science and science supports Scripture. So we're going to be back with more from Ray Mondragon. Stay with us. Science and Scripture today on ABQ Connect. We'll be right back.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're visiting today with Holly Slade from Dave Slade & Associates. Holly, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Steve. Good to be here.
You know, Holly, we talk to a lot of people who, you know, think about selling their home or buying a home. But is there a best time of year to sell a home?
You know, in the Albuquerque market, there is. I should say the Albuquerque Rio Rancho Metro market. We are very much a bell-shaped curve in our community because we're a family community. And so our families like to really move around toward the end of a school year, try and get settled before the beginning of the next school year. So we see a whole lot of activity from May through September. So if you're really interested in getting your home sold quickly, the spring and summer months are really a wonderful time to do it.
Okay, that's some great information, especially for those who may have really thought it was one or the other. I've got a couple times during the year that it would be maybe more beneficial to consider doing that. Really, probably the best thing for them to do is connect with you.
Absolutely.
How would they do that?
They can give us a call directly at 505-342-8100. And we would be happy to walk them through the process, happy to come out and give a free market analysis.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
Gonstead Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonstead-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Creation Science Fellowship and Ray Mondragon, one of their members. They have meetings the third Tuesday of every month. Where's the meeting this Tuesday, Ray? Do you know?
It'll be at Faith Bible Church at the corner of Central and Moon, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, and everybody's welcome. Believers, unbelievers. Now, do you let people engage in the conversation with you?
There's always a Q&A at least at the end, okay. And some speakers will entertain questions at any point. So,
and this is a very important dialogue. This supports our faith. It encourages people that are skeptical to really take an intellectual look. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, there's a lot of times they are led right to faith because they are honestly considering what the facts are. Talk to us a little bit about the association between Scripture and science. Ray, go ahead.
Just a couple more passages. Besides that Psalm 19:1 passage, you could even state it scientifically. God is encouraging us to study astrophysics. In other words, look up there and you're going to see something of himself.
And so, what have we found out by that? I mean, when we went to space, didn't we find out about the enormity of the galaxy?
Yeah, yeah.
And here's a funny thing, and you would have to explain this to me, because I know bits and pieces of this, but I understand that our galaxy is ever expanding. It's not coming together. So in some ways, it's blowing apart. Is that true?
Well, I wouldn't use the language blowing apart, but it is expanding and it's observable. And there are a lot of things that you can observe in the heavens that not only inform us concerning Genesis 1, but other passages as well. But you pointed to the enormity of it. And that just reminds me of one example, if you want to go off in terms of astrophysics, we can't even comprehend the amount of energy that comes to our planet from the sun. One sun. That's one star. In other words, we're utterly and totally dependent on that one star. Astrophysicists estimate that there's 100 billion stars just in the Milky Way.
Wow.
And in recent time, they also estimate that there are what we can observe 100 billion galaxies in the universe. So if we can't comprehend the enormity of energy in one star, can you imagine all of those 100 billion in a galaxy and 100 billion galaxies? And you think about that, that declares the glory of God. In that he's the creator of that. So he is greater than all of what you can observe in the universe. That's why we call him omnipotent, because he's greater than anything that we can even conceive of in terms of energy.
And I can't imagine thinking as a secular scientist that this enormous thing was all just formed by accident. Because you think about the distance between the Earth and the sun. That seems like a pretty simple thing, but it doesn't appear, at least we don't know about, any other planet that has an inhabitable atmosphere that is exact distance from their sun to provide warmth and everything so organisms can live. But yet that's exactly what we have on Earth.
Right. In fact, just take off on that a little bit. You keep reminding me of other things here. There are several books out and articles on the uniqueness of planet Earth. And we don't expect from that perspective to find anything out there that has all of the same characteristics that we find here. Biblically, the earth is the focus of Genesis 1. So it seems to be God's focus. It's on earth that Christ died for man's sins. It wasn't Pluto or some distant galaxy or somewhere. So there is some unique features that scientists have discovered concerning planet Earth that point to a designer again. In other words, it didn't happen by chance. There has to be a designer behind it.
Ray, would you ever criticize scientists that have been going to Mars and looking for life? And, you know, we've all heard these discussions. We've all seen the TV shows and things about, you know, spaceships going to other planets. Mm-hmm. To me, that's not something to be criticized. That's just an amazing search.
No. Modern science originated from Bible-believing Christians that were curious about studying the creation because they knew passages like Romans 1 that speaks that the creation reveals something of the nature of God. In fact, his eternal power, Romans 1, 19 and 20. So those early scientists, they were curious. We can learn something about God if we study biology. We can learn something about God if we study astrophysics or chemistry or any area of science. We should be able to see something of God. So a trip to Mars, why not? I mean, we're going to discover that God created Mars.
Sure.
If we're sensitive to looking for the right things.
I'm always interested that they're trying so hard to find water on another planet because that's an essential mechanism of life support, and they just haven't been able to find that. And there's always a new data about the latest Mars probe, you know, possibly finding moisture and this and that, mm-hmm. and it's never really happened. Why can't they just honestly say, we're searching for this, we're excited about doing this, this is a new project, we're going to go here, we're going to go there? Because all of us, believers or not, are excited to see these cool things. I remember when Neil Armstrong took the first steps on the planet.
50 years ago.
It was really cool. I loved it, you know. They were taking those big steps and hopping along, and what an amazing thing that was. But it's not to be criticized, but when it's used against people of faith, I still don't understand why that's happening.
Well, you do understand. You just are not articulating it.
Yeah.
You know the human heart. The human heart is desperately wicked beyond what we can even imagine. And we suppress the truth. That's the nature of who we are. So the unbeliever is constantly doing that. And things like going to Mars, he's searching for water because that may indicate life out there. That may indicate, well, if there's life out there, maybe evolution has a part in this, or maybe there's an evolutionary origin of life that we can show from Mars. So it's they're seeking. They have an agenda. They're seeking for a way to validate their false ideas.
Ray, are there real conflicts between science and scripture?
That's a trick question.
Okay.
Let me clarify your question. I would say there are no real conflicts between science and scripture if you're dealing with true science. There are conflicts with theories of science that men have come up with. For example, and I don't even like to use the word theory of evolution because I don't think it rises to the level of a theory even.
Right.
So there are these conflicts with men's theories in interpreting the natural realm. And by the way, the natural realm, science interprets what they observe. In other words, their understanding based on...
But there's actually a process that you're supposed to go through that is academically and scientifically honest.
Right.
Which I don't know if I'm phrasing that correctly, but it seems like a bias can be introduced. And in terms of what I learned when I was a university student, if you had bias in your research wasn't worth the paper it was printed on.
Or it minimized it at least. Yeah.
Yes. And I probably shouldn't talk about printed paper. I should talk about electronically printed on. Hey, we're going to be back with our final segment with Ray. Stay with us here this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Bye-bye.
Hey, Buddha King, Car Spa here. After an enduring road of commercial development, we are proud to announce the opening of our fourth location and flagship on the west side called Raintone Car Spa Flex. Located at the northwest corner and red light of Sevilla and Coors, we are in the heart of Andalucia and La Luz, right across from UFC Gym and Ginger's. The best car wash in all of Albuquerque is now closer to home. West Side, baby. Come see us. Your car will be glad you did.
Whether at home or in the workplace, we're all leaders. Become a better leader in this leadership moment with Craig Groeschel.
When you communicate what you want to do, if you're stepping back, you're communicating fear or a lack of confidence. If you're leaning forward, you're communicating a sense of authority and confidence in your communication. A big thought is this: you want to speak appropriately for the size of the crowd. For example, right now, we're kind of like one-on-one, and so I'm not raising my voice, I'm not going crazy. If you're at a table with three people, you want to be conversational. If you're in a room with 100 people, you're going to want to have a little more action because it demands it. If I'm in a stadium of 20,000 people, I'm going to be going, you know, being really enthusiastic and using my body body language in a more extreme way to help me communicate the point. So what you want to do is you want to speak appropriately for the size of the crowd.
That was Craig Groeschel on a KNKT Leadership Moment. Hear more at life.church/leadership podcast.
Duke City Ready Mix is all about quality on every load and delivering that quality when we say we will, equating it to the best service in the valley. Our goal is to enhance our communities with self-sustaining families through employment at Duke City and giving back to the communities who have given so much to us. Duke City Ready Mix. Quality, service, community. The premier concrete, sand, and gravel company in the valley. Contact us at 877-5777 or at qualitymattershere.com.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Life can take an unexpected turn in your home or business by fire or flood. As a result, you may have mold problems. Let the experts put your mind at ease with a quick response from locally owned water extraction experts. They'll provide service within the hour, are available 24/7 for emergencies, and work with all insurance companies. Professional, certified, and friendly technicians are here to do the job right the first time. Call the experts now at 505-250-6500. Or visit them online at waterextractionexperts.com.
Now, a Hope Christian School update presented by Dream Style Remodeling. Hope Christian School was established to give students a safe place to receive a college prep education in a Christ-centered environment. Today, Hope Christian School has over 1,300 students enrolled and housed on 20 acres of land. Hope Christian School has a reputation for excellent academics, a competitive sports program, spiritual emphasis, and diversity among staff and students. You can support and expand the vision and mission of Hope Christian School. Go to the giving section at HopeChristianSchool.org. This update made possible by Dream Style Remodeling.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And welcome back into ABQ Connect. Ray Mondragon with Creation Science Fellowship on hand with us this afternoon, going over some great stuff about science and scripture. Ray, you've got a website yourself if people want to go to that and get some materials and maybe even send you an email. How do they reach you?
Yeah, the website that I've got, it's got a whole tab on creation science. I've got a lot of other exposition material as well.
Okay.
In fact, I have entire seminary courses on there. But the creation tab, I've got a whole series on a lot of the things that we'll be doing here. And it's forhisglorynm.com. And there's a tab, three tabs that you can find on it.
Fantastic.
For his glory, NM. Don't forget the NM. ForHisGloryNM.com.
Fantastic. And I hope you'll, people that are listening will utilize that resource. Talk us to a little bit more about, we went through a couple scriptures that refer to the creation and, evidence of God in the creation. Give us a couple more examples.
Well, there's another example. For example, in the book of Job chapter 12, God is actually confronting Job in this context. You know, Job's trying to figure out what's going on. You know, he's afflicted and lost everything, basically. And he's trying to get some answers here. And there's probably some questions in his mind about God. And so God drills him with some questions. And he says, ask the beasts and let them teach you. Now, this is poetic. It's not us going up to a herd of cattle and asking them questions.
Right.
But basically, passages like these are encouraging, and in this case, Job, you can learn something from the creation. You can learn something from zoology. In other words, ask the beasts. He also says, and the birds of the heavens, and let them tell you. In other words, they're not going to speak English, but they're going to communicate something if you study them. In other words, if you observe them, if you enter into a study of ornithology, that's a study of birds. So Job is encouraging the believer, basically, to study zoology and ornithology or biology or any other area. Later on in the same passage, Job 12:8, it says, or speak to the earth. Again, poetic. You don't bow down and start talking. Speak to the earth. In other words, communicate or interact. Make some observations. Speaks to the earth and let it teach you. So it can teach you certain things. There's another passage in the same context. In whose hand is the life of every living thing and the breath of all mankind? The implication here is if you study biology, you study genetics, you study embryology, all of the life sciences, they're going to teach you something. And Job tells us in verse 9, who among all these does not know? In other words, the creation knows its creator. Who among all of these, the beasts, the birds, the earth, the biological area, who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In other words, there's a creator behind all of it.
Well, when you think about, I can't help but think about the Lion King movie, which is back into popularity because it just came out with a new version, and talking about the circle of life. The way God's created everything, each one of the organisms supports a larger organism, and it's just amazing how that works. Of course, the movie's not going to allude to the creator, but it's really describing it.
Right. And any area of science, I mean, there's just a few of them that are noted in that passage, but any area of science is going to reveal something of, you might even say, the fingerprint of God. He has designed it to reveal something of himself.
You were talking about that we don't bow down and talk to the earth, but observing the earth is an amazing thing, especially in New Mexico. So we start talking about all the volcanic activity. You know, you go to this caldera volcano up, you know, Los Alamos, Jemez area, and they've just opened that up in recent years to people being able to hike and things in there, and there's amazing things to see.
Absolutely.
And you go to Yellowstone National Park, and you see Old Faithful and other geysers and things around the country that are almost like clocks, the way they work, and things underground are heating up and water coming through. I mean, just the order just seems to be phenomenal about how that's all been put into place.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the founders of our creation group, Creation Science Fellowship, he was a geophysicist.
And so he's gone
PhD.
In and he's looked at, I remember years and years ago, my mom was doing a geology class at the University of New Mexico, getting her degree to teach. And I went on a couple of field trips with her. And it was fascinating to look back now at the professor talking about how layers of sediment and things were laid down in the Sandia Mountains. And he likened that to Noah's flood. And
well,
I find that now to be pretty interesting, because I don't think you'd have a University of New Mexico professor saying those kind of things now.
No, but in fact, everywhere on the face of the earth was formed that you can observe. We believe at Creation Science Fellowship, we believe in a Genesis flood, and it was universal. And there's overwhelming evidence, Sandia Mountains being one of the evidence of a Genesis flood. And I could explain that if when we move further on.
Subsequent times we get to meet. A couple more analogous things with Scripture and creation, if you would.
Well, when we go to science, I think we ought to have kind of a spiritual eye. In other words, in observational science, that's the science that scientists carry on in present time, basically ongoing experiments, etc. Whenever we do that as a believer, in fact, I think these scriptures encourage us to study the sciences and go into science and become scientists. Mm-hmm. It's not everybody's calling, but for a few, this is an area. But as we go into it, I think we need to think in terms of not only the physical observations that we make, but look for the fingerprint of God as well in your observations. And I think it'll strengthen your faith. That was the attitude of the early scientists. Newton, all of the others, Boyle, even Pasteur. These were all believers, mm-hmm. Bible believers. So they had that attitude. One other comment concerning Scripture and science. One thing that we also distinguish, there's observational science done in present time. There's also what's called historical science. In other words, how do you analyze, how do you interpret past events? And most of the issues that we have are in the area of historical science. Creation, Genesis flood, other issues that took place in time, in past time. That's a separate way of analyzing data, but it's scientific as well. Our conflicts are mainly with the interpretation of the secularist with some of those ancient historical events, like the geological column that you bring up.
Give us another example of those historical events. Are they intentionally distorted, or are they just biased in their observation?
Well, probably both. Probably the unbelieving heart doesn't want to know the truth, so without intention, it just comes out that way. But I think there's a deliberate attempt to try to validate oneself, even as a scientist, validate your worldview and your theories and your ideas. If you're an atheist, validate that. So I think a little of both goes on.
So Christian science, creation science, I don't know why I'm saying Christian science, creation science fellowship. You meet the third Tuesday of every month. Tell us about your meeting next Tuesday.
I'm not sure. It's a couple of weeks, I believe.
Okay, 2 weeks.
Whatever the third one is.
Okay.
I believe it's on aliens, which is a little unusual. Usually we're more closely tied to science, but for some reason I think there was an interest in it. So I think...
So that'll be Tuesday, August 20th, and it's going to be held where?
It'll be at Faith Bible Church on the corner of Central and Moon.
At 7 p.m.
7 o'clock.
And anybody can attend. Is there a big ticket that you have to buy at the door?
No. We welcome anyone, and particularly young people that need to hear about creation science.
Sure. Well, I hope you'll allow old people like me to come, too.
We'll have to think about that one.
Now, I have to joke around with my friends at New Mexico State. Do you allow Aggies in?
Well, just don't tell us, okay?
Spoken like a true Lobo, Ray.
Exactly.
Hey, and just for the record, New Mexico State is my second favorite team. I root for them anytime they are not playing the University of New Mexico.
I have to
lay down, and I have to kneel down and bow down humbly and say,
confess your sin.
Yeah, that's just me. And New Mexico State's a great university. We're hoping some folks that are listening from that great university will listen to some of the things Ray's talked about today. More with Creation Science Fellowship in the coming weeks from Ray. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect.
ABQ ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.